eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the Phillies playoff win from Saturday night. Seth, brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water, it certainly matters. So whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White, BradfordWhite.com. Seth Joyner, what's up, bud?
All good, man. Hey, James, what's up with the Rick James?
You a fan?
Are you kidding me?
My man.
Them subliminal messages in the song.
It's a good song,
it's
Seth.
It's too early in the morning for those kind of messages, James. And Joe, you need to like get a fitted hat, dude.
Seriously. Exactly.
I was at the game the other night.
You don't have a good looking bald head. I take it back.
Listen, like Common said, hair is for suckers, man. So I was at the game the other night.
Yeah.
And I roll in. I got my logoed hat, you know.
No, we're talking Phillies game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The second game.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm like, man, I gotta get a hat. So I go to the shop, and they have nothing but, you know, the Velcros and the adjustables. I don't wear those hats.
Okay.
I'm like, where can I get a fitted hat?
He doesn't wear those hats.
Well, I don't typically.
You've got an authentic uniform.
Because he's a grown adult.
No. Go and get a hat, man. You can't rock that outfit
Bobo?
With that hat.
But
like
the whole
that,
thing's
huh?
Bobo. I'm not actually a player. This whole thing's tongue in cheek. I'm just, you know, fan guy, just supporting local nine.
Look good, feel good, play good.
All right, 215-592-9494. So Seth, I would say yesterday the Eagles looked good. I'm sure they felt good, especially as that game got going. Not first half with the defense, but and they played well, man. What'd you make of yesterday's game? Biggest takeaway for you from yesterday, what is it?
It's just that they're getting close. Encouraged, I should say, by their ability to adjust in all phases of the game. Offensively, they had to throw the ball because they really didn't run it well in the first half. And defensively, you know, they shifted away from playing so far off the ball and challenge, you know, their DBs to get up and challenge these wide receivers at the line of scrimmage, which allowed the pass rush to now get home. And say what you will about Britton Covey. Britton Covey averaged 17 yards per punt return.
He's good, Seth.
And last week it was 12.5. You know, Mike Miss and Derek Gunn in postgame give me a lot of drama about Britton Covey, but he seems to have found his niche, and the special teams, John, are looking special for a change.
Wow. Yeah, no. I mean, look, I think they've done a lot of good stuff right there, no question.
So it felt like after the first half, I was licking my wounds, expecting the second half, our defense was going to get passed all over, but we didn't. Yeah. What was the difference? I know Roby was out there a lot more in the second half. What did Desai do that worked so well?
And I'll just say this. Stafford did miss a couple throws in the second half that if he had nailed them, things could have been different. But Seth, what did change?
Yeah, but when you have a veteran quarterback like that that misses throws, you also got to look at the fact of did they make him miss
right,
the throw?
Right.
You know, so I'm not going to give him credit or be critical of Stafford for missing throws that he should have hit. I'm going to give credit to the Eagles defense for forcing him to miss those throws.
It's like when you took Mark Rippon's face mask and bent it up into his freaking eyeball one time, and then they pulled him out of the game. Like, we don't want to get him injured.
Well,
so I'm just saying, I'm just giving you credit, man.
He was in the protocol before the protocol was ever a thing. So after that hit, but I get the sense that
hold on, you broke his face mask,
dude. Demolished his face mask.
I mean, because you can bend a face mask, and that's pretty cool. How broken was the face mask?
It was bent. It wasn't broken.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know how it's down here around the chin?
Yeah.
The bottom part was up here by around his eyes. So. I would have got the biggest fine in today's game, man.
Wow.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I love that mental picture.
And I'm sorry, because we had to go back in the day. That's good memory. There. All right, so what changed yesterday?
Yes, second half.
We debated in pregame yesterday how much or if Bradley Roby would play. And I said, listen, they didn't sign him or activate him yesterday for him to sit on the sideline.
But he sat on the sideline in the first half.
Yeah, he sat on the sideline in the first half, and I think that there was a sense of desperation. They had seven defensive backs up yesterday, which is a rarity to have that many defensive backs, you know, active in a game. And I think a lot of it was, okay, let's see how Ricks does. Let's see how, you know, Goodwin does. Then they went back to Goodrich. And then they went back to, you know, Goodrich and back to Ricks. And I think that once they figured out that that wasn't going to work in the second half, they decided to make the change.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, when you have a veteran, when you have veterans across the board, the communication is better. The experience is there. I saw Cooper Kupp run an option route out to come back in one time. And Bradley was standing right there like, dude, really? I'm not going for that okie doke.
Yeah.
You know, because
you can see right away he's making calls. I mean, when they're shifting, when they're motioning, you know, he's making the hand signals. He knows how to communicate the calls to everyone else.
And
he's
John, when you don't have communication, that's when things get hairy. Because if you're not communicating on the possibility of what could happen, whether it's motion, you know, and the thing that scared me about the Rams is they run a lot of things that the Eagles have struggled with defensively. Like, they run a lot of motion to play with your eyes.
Yeah.
So when you're not disciplined eye-wise, and they're going to see it again against San Francisco, and they're going to see it against Miami. When you're not disciplined eye-wise, it gets you in trouble because your eyes are looking places that it shouldn't be looking because they're causing this motion that forces you to look. You really got to lock in on what your keys are and realize that that guy coming in motion, he's not your concern unless he is your concern. They run a lot of bunch, which the Eagles have a problem with because they have a problem understanding that, you know, normally those routes are run one in, one out, and one guy sits down in the middle. Now, they got key breakers from time to time that they use, but you kind of got to look at how they're aligned to kind of give those give those things away.
The more reps you get at sorting that out, the better you are at it. So Bradley Roby has just done this so much more than Goodrich and Job have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the fear factor, and also, you know, listen, you got one of the top wide receivers in the National Football League, and you're asking these young guys to be out there and cover him, and he's masterful at what he does. The thing that Roby understands that these young guys don't is that wherever your technique is, he's running option routes all day long, and he's working away from your technique.
Yeah.
So if you've got him man-to-man and you're off inside, he's going to press you inside and work away from and stem you and work out. And vice versa, if you're outside, he's going to press you out, stem you out, and work back in. Okay? And
so did Bradley Roby just win the slot job yesterday?
So I got a text. Well, we were in pregame yesterday, and D. Gunn, you know, was inquiring how much is Bradley Roby going to play. And the text he got was, well, he's out of shape, but he's going to play. And I was like, oh, God. You know, so I don't know what they're going to do or how they're going to do it, but they got to get that guy in shape.
They can do that. They'll get that going.
Yeah.
I mean, the Miami game's the big one, two games.
Yeah, but barring some injury, it seems to me that he's going to be the guy going forward, and they've solidified their issue because, he knows what the heck he's doing.